WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Donald Trump is coming to Chicago. And if you haven't heard that news, well, you're not alone. Neither had the audience he intends to speak to. The former president is scheduled to take part in a Q&A at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention, which kicks off tomorrow here in Chicago. Now, typically, the schedules of presidential candidates are well planned in advance and not prone to surprise drop-ins. But Trump's stop in Chicago was only announced last night and sparked a firestorm from some black journalists and NABJ members on social media. I sat down with WBEZ Race, Class, and Communities editor Natalie Moore and Tiffany Walden, co-founder and editor-in-chief of The Tribe, for more. I started by asking how they are reacting to the news. Here's Natalie.
I was online, saw the email, and then just started forwarding it, went to Twitter, and it was a shock. I showed my husband. He was like, stop playing with me. Trump is not coming to any. I was like, no, I'm not playing around.
Yeah.
So
he's coming Wednesday at noon.
It was such a surprise. What I wasn't surprised at was the timing, because if Kamala Harris comes, we may not know until the day before. So in election year, schedules change. I think that no one ever thought that Trump would come because he didn't come in 2016. And typically Republican candidates do not come to take the invitation. So I know it was shock for me. And then immediately, what does this mean for the organization? Mm-hmm. What does it mean for the members for him to come?
Tiffany, you had some tweets of your own last night and this morning.
to say the least.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
You know, I felt the same way last night. I was getting ready to turn on the Olympics and saw the email came through. For me, it's a thing about, you know, what is the responsibility of us as black journalists? What is the tradition that we follow in the spirit of our ancestors as black journalists, thinking about Ida B. Wells, thinking about a city like Chicago, where Trump himself has routinely used Chicago as a dog whistle for, adding more police to the city, for incarcerating more people, for, doing harm to the black communities here in Chicago. The city itself has ran Trump out of the city in 2016. It's very clear that, you know, he's not a person that is welcomed here.
Yeah.
So as black journalists, to be the organization to roll out the red carpet to say, hey, Trump, we want you to come here. You know, it's a different situation. You know, I know that they've invited presidential candidates before, including Republicans. But in this case, Trump is not a Republican. He's not the average candidate. He's spewing harmful misinformation, disinformation, and dog whistles about black community, about some of the people that want to be in that role.
Yeah.
So it's a very hard thing for me to try to make peace with. And I'm watching people step down from, different positions within NABJ right now. And it's just caused so much chaos. And that's exactly what Trump wants to do.
Yeah. Natalie, let's talk more about the timing. And as Tiffany said, the people who will be in that room, right? Black journalists, thousands and thousands of attendants are expected to arrive in Chicago. Lots of people are on flights right now heading here, are already here. They've paid for hotels and travel and convention access.
I don't think that the members are upset with the other members. I think that they will still come. It's a question about NABJ leadership and did they think this through. I want to be very clear to listeners that this is not a partisan issue. People are not upset because Donald Trump is a Republican. People are upset because he attacks the free press, he calls it fake news, and he has gone after Black female journalists with a particular mean-spiritedness publicly. And the misinformation that comes out and the lies. So how do you hold someone accountable? No one is saying that you should never interview Donald Trump. But there are questions about how this panel was put together. So it's not a one-on-one. It's a panel with someone from Fox News.
Yeah. So Harris Faulkner.
And so that raises the question, did Trump negotiate who would ask him questions?
Yeah. And so listeners are clear. There are three journalists scheduled to take part in this Q&A with Donald Trump on Wednesday at noon at the NABJ convention. We've got Harris Faulkner from Fox News, Rachel Scott from ABC News, and forgive me if I'm pronouncing this wrong, but Kadia Goba from Semaphore.
Right. We're like, what? Semaphore? Like it's
an independent publication.
Yes. And we love independent journalism, but it takes it. And notably, there's no representation from the Black press that is on that panel.
Tiffany, your thoughts on the panel?
I definitely wanted to uplift what Natalie said. Like, there's no Black press represented on this panel. The people who, two of them, so more than half of them, work for major corporate news outlets that have access to any politician that they want, that have White House correspondents that sit in the White House all day long, Pentagon correspondents, they go to the Pentagon and sit in there with these people. So the idea of this being an opportunity for Black journalists, what exactly does that mean? Does that mean people in the room can just raise their hand and ask Trump a question? Does this mean that he's going to walk around NABJ and just, you know, shake hands with people and ask and get and answer questions afterwards?
Probably not.
Major. Right. We know the answer to that. But, you know, they're framing it as an opportunity, but it's an opportunity for who? And who does this uplift?
Yeah.
And there are also questions about how will Trump use this? How will he use the images that are taken from that and say, Black journalists love me? The literature that he puts out already says, I've done more for Black people than anybody else.
Right.
And a lot of...
It's going to be a lot of selfies taken with Black journalists in the room that will later be used as a prop.
Right.
Perhaps.
And so there's like, what is the long game here? Or what is the long term? What is the strategy around this?
Well, on the heels of what Tiffany just said, I want to read some language here from Jemele Hill with The Atlantic. So a lot of prominent Black journalists pushed back on NABJ as we expected on social media, saying, you know, folks have even tweeted that, quote, it was the worst decision NABJ leadership has ever made, and that it threatens what the convention is about, which is a safe space for Black journalists. A lot of times it's a way to get away from the daily stresses of our newsrooms and go to what we feel like is sometimes a family reunion, right? We're learning, we're growing, we're doing all of these things. But Jemele Hill from The Atlantic took a different approach. She tweeted, as journalists, we can never be afraid to tackle someone like Trump. The reality is that he's running for president and needs to be treated as such. Does she have a point, Tiffany?
No. I fully respect Jemele Hill. Like, I've always respected her as a journalist. But someone pulled up an old tweet of hers where she said, you know, we can't platform people who are just flat-out liars. Trump is a flat-out liar and gaslighter, and nothing that you say to him will, you will get a straight answer from. We've watched this for, going on 10 years now. The theme of NABJ this year was, targeting misinformation and disinformation. This is not it.
Yeah.
Like, it's impossible to do that.
That's a good point. Yeah. And also just the fact of, you know, Secret Service and heavy, heavy security presence now taking over at the convention hotel downtown, Natalie. That's going to be quite the sight.
It changes. And Lollapalooza going on.
Changing. They're happening across the street from each other at the same time, on the same weekend. It's going to be a zoo.
it is going to be chaos.
Yeah.
You know, as was said earlier, and Trump likes chaos. And so what I worry about is that this undermines what this convention is and how will it be weaponized? Because is he going to answer these questions? Is he going to be a participant? Like this is not, again, this is not partisan. This is something completely different as we look at democracy hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, again, we keep hearing from NABJ leadership and past leadership on the fact that, yes, the organization always invites presidential candidates, but everyone is pushing back. Almost everyone is pushing back and saying, but inviting this candidate, it's a little different.
And rules are different. Like, you can't always think about, you know, this both side-ism.
Yeah.
And I understand, what does it look like if you invite one candidate and not another candidate? But I think that there are long receipts as to why this would not be a good idea. And this is not about not interviewing Trump, because there are outlets to do that. There are forums to do that. This is different than a debate or a journalist having a one-on-one, whether it's, you know, in print, on television, in audio. You know, though, again, no one is saying don't interview him. No one is saying don't have accountability.
Yeah.
But is this the type of forum where that can be done?
Mayor Brandon Johnson has already issued a statement that the city's agencies are prepared to maintain safety during Donald Trump's visit. Tiffany, before we go, any word yet on whether or not Kamala Harris will also make an appearance at NABJ? Or do you think now Trump's attendance and all of this, you know, firestorm of conversation is going to spur her to confirm her own?
You know, I haven't seen anything yet, and I want to clarify, like, the tribe, we're not members of NABJ. You know, I've tried to be a member of NABJ, but this is one of the reasons why the alignment is just, you know, not there. So I don't know what the inner workings are and what the decisions are that's happening within NABJ right now. The most I've seen is just, you know, speculation online around, you know, VP Harris going to a sorority later this weekend.
Yeah, it's still pending.
Representative Sheila Jackson's funeral is also this week. So, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty there.
Right.
So I think that members want some answers from NABJ leadership about, yes, we know the invite went out, but how did this panel come about? And again, my question is, were there any negotiations with Trump? Who is on the panel? Because Harris Faulkner is not a journalist.
We'll leave it there.
I was going to say, if I can add on one last thing, too, I think Chicagoans want an answer, too. You know, like, Chicago is welcoming NABJ into its city. The local NAB chapter is bending over backwards as well to make sure that NABJ is in a welcomed environment. So to bring this level of chaos, security, Secret Service, police into an area that's already going to be stressed with Lollapalooza, we as Chicagoans also want an answer.
That's Tiffany Walden, editor-in-chief of The Tribe, and WBEZ's Natalie Moore. Thank you both.
Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Meha Ahmed. It was mixed by Micah Yasin and edited by Daniel Tucker. Reset pairs nuance with breaking news. If this sounds like what you're looking for, make sure to check out our full archive of conversations at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again tomorrow.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.